Hello there, friends, and welcome back once again to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, and this is show number 94. That's right, 94. We're 6 shows away from show 100, which will be near the end of September, and we're really excited. Have a pull up over on Patreon, so patreon.com/IRCanada, so you can go make some suggestions about what we should do for show 100. I would really, really, really love to hear your feedback, whether you've been with us since show number one or whether you're new to the show. And if you're new to the show, we'd love to hear from you and get some feedback on what you think about the show. You can do that through a number of ways. We're over on Facebook, so you can go to the Insomnia Radio Canada Facebook page and send us a message there. You can send me email, chris@insomniaradio.net. All one word, Insomnia Radio, squish it all together. And of course, we're over on Twitter as well, IR_Canada. And we try to post Canadian music and upcoming things and things other Canadian musicians are doing in hopes to inspire you, lead you to some new music and all that great things. Not a lot of concerts to post about right now unless they are, you know, virtual online through whatever concert platforms you can find out there. But all exciting stuff nonetheless. So, Patreon page. Very excited about this. It's been up for just over a month now. We have 4 donors. Yeah, I think that's about right. Which is a fantastic start. Would love to see more of you over there. There is exclusive content for people that do become Patreon members. Anybody at the Snowbird level and up, so that's $10 a month. That's, you know, a couple cups of coffee. You get your show a couple days early. So that in itself is a pretty nice perk. The other thing that having this Patreon page has done, if you haven't noticed, is helping me be more motivated to getting out regular shows, putting out a regular schedule. So right now shows are releasing every Sunday. So every Sunday you've got something new to listen to for work Monday morning. If you're still commuting or you're going back to commuting for work, you've got a half hour show to help kill some of that commute time now. Hopefully that is enjoyable for everybody. I'm always looking for feedback. So feedback in anything, you know, whether it's something to improve the show, something you really liked about the show, something you'd like to see me do in the future, please reach out and let me know. I love feedback and I don't get nearly enough of it. And also over on Patreon is a poll about, you know, how often you'd like to see interviews. We're still working out all the fine details of that, but I think we've got a couple people that are willing to help me test out a few things, and we're going to try and get some interviews out there. So I'm trying to find out, do you want interviews interspersed in a bunch of music one episode? Do you want a special episode in between a couple of shows one week that is like a bonus show where you get an interview? Do you want to hear it, you know, weeks 1, 2, 3, you get music, week 4, you get interviews? Let me know. Want your feedback. I do not want to inundate you, the listener, with stuff you do not want to hear. I try to keep the music wide and varied as much as possible, depending on what comes in through my inbox, so that you get a wide variety of music so that I can appeal to as many people as possible. Granted, we don't get a lot of classical music, don't get a lot of country music, but there's a lot of bands out there in Canada that are doing mostly punk rock, rock, heavy metal, so we get a lot more of that. So if you know of a band that does something other than rock or punk, we'd love to hear from them and hear some of their music, because, you know, why not? Would love to get some more folk stuff. Would love to get some more inspirational music. Would love to get some instrumental music. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there. So now that I've babbled on and you've probably forgotten about that first piece of music we played almost 4 minutes ago, my apologies. That band was called Best Friend. The song was Last Bus in the AM, and they are split over 2 different locations. So Stacy is in Vancouver, BC, and Kaylin, I hope I got that right, is in Toronto. So they're kind of almost coast to coast, but not quite. Toronto's still not quite East Coast, but, you know, it could be in some people's minds. So they sent that to me directly. And when I reached out, because they only gave me a link to listen to it, they sent me the track. So thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. So their original email has a little bit I'd like to read to you. And it says, "We're two friends writing and recording from opposite sides of the country. Our new song, Last Bus in the AM, was written in LA and is available everywhere now." They have a video up on YouTube. It's a lyric video, so you can go check that out. "Our new single is about youth, nostalgia, and memory. How it feels to emotionally crash at a party and question whether you're the only there for the familiarity and the comfort. Picture 11 p.m. on a Friday night and you've just arrived at the scene and everything is still really new and fun. Your pals are here. You dragged your butt out of bed to get here. For some reason, you feel like you're supposed to be excited. You haven't had the record scratch moment yet. Suddenly you realize you don't want to be there, but it's coming for sure, and it's all kind of tumbles downhill after that. The moment of clarity in the bathroom when you realize your young adult life is for self-development, discovering who your people are and how you want to present yourself. You can connect with this band over on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and they're on Spotify and Apple Music. So, hope you guys enjoyed that. And now that I have babbled and told you about this band, we're gonna head on back for some more music.
Listen up, let me tell you about this guy. His name is Wilhelm, and you've seen him die. He's done it more than 400 times. Been bitten by a gator and arrowed in the thigh. He just gets reincarnated, and then that poor sucker gets killed again. It's been going on since times ancient, all just for our entertainment. From a long time ago in a galaxy far away, up until just earlier today. What does all this dying do to his self-esteem? From a castle wall, got an acorn in the head. Stabbed in the head by a flying knife. Thrown out of frame by an angry dark knight. He once got strangled by a big blonde Jew. Man was stabbed by a bride wearing Bruce Lee suit. Moving the lost ark, he was a guard. Got knocked from the truck and landed on a car. Got thrown into a pit by a Wookiee on Bespin. On the Death Star, he fell into a chasm. It must seem like a really bad dream. From a boat by a duck in a plane and fell through a banister on life day. Thrown from a boat on the back of a truck, shot by a rogue TIE fighter, bad luck. An elf pushed him off an elephant, not fun. And even then he still only counts as one. Put a rune service card into a bandstand, knocked off a desk by a rotating lamp. Shot in the butt by his own laser, bent by a mod named Barf, he's his own best friend. Knocked off a bridge by a dwarf with an axe, thrown from a cop car into a pile of trash. Went flying on his motorbike in a stump and eaten by a gator to the sound of distant drums. Got thrown around by an animated squid and
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I'm sure you're awake now after those two tracks. So these guys are both familiar to the show. You should both recognize both. You should all recognize both of these tracks. So first there was Crackin' Not Stirred, my buddy Mike from Oshawa and Toronto. And his track was Listen to Wilhelm Scream. This was, again, another direct submit to me because Mike likes to send me all his stuff now that I've harangled him enough that he'll actually send me stuff. So thank you. It took a few years to get him to send me stuff, but now you guys get to enjoy all of his wonderful music and the lovely variety that it is. There's a lot more where that came from, so no doubt in a couple of shows, if not next show, you'll hear more of Crackin' Not Stirred. Then up we had Shane Stewart. Shane's somebody I went to college with. And he has moved across country to BC and is still writing, recording, and sending me stuff. And that was just one track off of his newest album. And the track was Where Do We Go? So, where do we go? From here, we go to two more tracks of music. Yeah. So, stay tuned. We got more. Lots more. Well, lots more as in two, three more songs. Yes, these two plus one more. Shall we get back to it? Yes, yes, I think we shall.
This is Stephen Wright from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
You gave a lot, I gave a lot, and we thought we had something that was here to stay. We did a lot, but we changed a lot. Now you want nothing more than me to be erased. Say you don't want a love that's haunted. Well, maybe I wasn't what you wanted. Well, let me clear the way. Baby, what are you waiting for? Say you're leaving. What are you waiting for? You said a lot that hurt a lot, but then it stopped. It was time and I could take no more. All the things you said and the way they read left me with no doubts. You were gone, you let me know for sure. Say you don't want a love that's haunted. Well, maybe I wasn't what you wanted. Well, let me get the door. Baby, what are you waiting for? Say you're leaving. What are you waiting?
This brings us darn close to the end of the show, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So, let's see. What can I tell you about those two tracks? First up, we had John Samuel, and this came to us through our tour research. So, thank you, Adam, for sending this my way. Really appreciate that. And the track was Dead Melodies. John is from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And in the original email to me, this was written. When I wrote the song, it was a couple years after I had finished making a record that nobody listened to, John explains. I just wanted to write a song about how art and music are undervalued. It's literally worth nothing in a lot of cases. You make a record, spend a lot of time and money on it, and then it's basically just free and disposable too, because there's just so much of it. So that was the basic idea of Dead Melodies. I'm going to put this out there and maybe nobody hears it and maybe it might be worth nothing. So John, if you happen to be listening, thank you for recording that track. Thank you for being creative and putting that out there in the universe and doing what you do. And I hope you do a whole lot more of it because I certainly appreciate it, even if I'm not contributing financially to your career. Hopefully this show will bring you some new listeners and some new fans, and maybe they will buy some of your music, and that will be the start of something new. So, fans, if you're listening and liked that, go check out more of his stuff and support him if you can. Even if it's just following him on Twitter, retweeting what you can, you know, sharing his music, sharing his videos, links, all that fun stuff. up after that, we had a musician who's no stranger to the show. And that was one of Pete Lesperance's tracks. Pete was originally from the Oshawa area. I believe he's now in the Toronto area. It's about time to touch base and see if he's got some new stuff out there, that's for sure. I know Harum Scarum, the band he's in, put out a new album last year-ish. And I have heard some of the stuff. Sadly, I've never been able to get my hands on Harum Scarum stuff to play on the show. So maybe I need to talk to them about that. Right. Anyways, last track for the night coming up next was a submission through Asher Media Relations. So that came through John. So John sends a lot of music. Most of my backlog is probably from John. The band that I'm going to play last is In Vertigo. This is for their album that just came out July 10th, Sex, Love, and Chaos, through RockShox Records. And I had a really, really hard time picking out a track, so you may hear another one of these guys' tracks down the road in a few shows. So I emailed John and asked him if there was any preference for what to play, and I got two back, and I picked Bad Energy. So these guys are from Calgary, Alberta, and originally formed in 2016 in Calgary. It was originally two rock veterans, Shady and Duncan, that got together with a local vocalist, Reed. And after jamming for a while, they found their fourth in Keystone Bayfield through a reliable recommendation. So hopefully you guys enjoy this last track. If you're a fan of, say, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, Velvet Revolver, you're definitely going to enjoy this last track. So thank you once again for tuning in and listening to the show. Hope you've enjoyed all six tracks we played for you today. And in case you've forgotten, you're listening to Insomni Radio Canada. My name is Chris. Here's our last track. We'll catch you next week for show 95.